Matty White's been good enough to join us as well for a Commonwealth Games update. Our SEN Commonwealth Games host, thanks to Australian Made, support Team Aussie. Look for the green and gold kangaroo logo these Commonwealth Games. Catch the final day of SEN's Commonwealth Games coverage from 7 p.m. tonight. Matty, you've done a great job. Just got to finish it off strong now.
One more to go. One day to go, Dwayne. One more day of competition to go. Obviously, starting tonight, our time. And to take Koshy's words and put a spin on him, it's not so much turn it around, but watch out, Australia, because here comes England on the medal tally. We're 174 medals in total going into day 11 of competition. England are 166. Now, they've only beaten us as the top medal taker from the games a couple of times in the last 30 or 40 years. They topped the ladder in Glasgow in 2014 and again back in 1986 it was when the games were held in Edinburgh. So, look, it was a clear mission statement from Petrea Thomas, one of our finest swimmers and now the chef de mission of the Australian team. I interviewed her before they went over there and she goes, we're not sort of putting quotas on, you know, each individual team, but our mission is to top the medal tally. So there's eight medals overall, the difference going into the final day. There are 12 gold medals on offer, and Australia will feature in four of those in terms of golds. So it's going to be an interesting race to the finale there.
So what's been your highlight so far? Ollie Hoare's 1500 metre run. What's been your highlight?
It's been extraordinary, hasn't it? And the weekend, I think, delivered some outstanding performances that went straight to the top of the table. I mean, I don't know if Ollie would have made it on any given day aside from the way that he won that race, the incredible nature of it, how he came back. Mate, that has rocketed to the top. I was putting together a list, too, of gutsiest gold. So throughout the program and our coverage tonight, we're going to count down the top five performances. James Magnusson's going to give us his top five swimming performances from the Sandwell Aquatic Centre. But I put together a little list of gutsiest gold, and top of my list on that is Matty Glaitzer in the 1,000-metre time trial on day four. You and I spoke about it the next day when they went through the handlebar drama. Glaitzer's already, you know, got half of the velodrome stuck into his body when he had a massive fall early on. They were picking bits of wood out of his elbow, and it was ridiculous, but that was tough, and that was gutsy. Matty Di Rosario's marathon win on day two with a wheelchair that was held together by three zip ties because it was damaged in transit, and then the way that they threw that course in front of them. And I reckon Ariane Titmus as well, across the board, in terms of gutsy golds. I mean, she did the 200, 400, 800 freestyle treble, but also swam an amazing time in the 4x200 free to bring it home for Australia. So I think, Arnie, when you put that into perspective, the swims that she did, three individual gold over those incredible distances and the way she did them, plus the 4x200 swim. My top three when it comes to gutsy golds. But yeah, look, Ollie Hoare, I think he takes away the moment of the game so far.
Great to have you, Matty. Look forward to your coverage tonight. Before you go, Oscar Piastri, not at Alpine, but going to be at McLaren, replacing Daniel Ricciardo or not?
Yeah, we picked it. That's the way it's going to roll out. I mean, I don't think it's going to end up in the courts. Now it's back into Daniel's court himself, really. I mean, does he just cop a massive payout? The weird thing about this, Dwayne, just quickly, is that he might end up back at Alpine, which is the team that he left when it was Renault. So that's the bizarre thing out of all of this. But look, count Oscar Piastri in at McLaren. The next piece of the puzzle is what happens with Danny Ricciardo. Hopefully he stays in Formula One. He's a good bloke. He's a heck of a competitor, and he deserves to be there.
I saw an Alpine. If you've driven one of those little Alpines, Matt, saw one this morning, so maybe that's an omen. Have you driven one?
I haven't.
You're
driven
a car
one,
man.
No. Well, the funny thing is that at the moment, they're quicker than McLaren, so he might be going from a McLaren that didn't work into an Alpine that's been quicker over the course of the season. I mean, scratch your head on Formula One.
Yep, beautiful little blue one it was as well. Just driving down the road to Geelong. Nice. Matty White, our SEN Commonwealth Games host, we'll join you again from 7 p.m. tonight. Matty, we'll talk some more cars later in the week as well.